The latest Washington Post ABC News poll shows Senator Obama leading Senator McCain by 50-46%. Last week, Obama held a 9-point lead. But Quinnipiac University's latest survey in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania finds Obama leading McCain by a substantial margin in all three states, which are considered critical in the state-by-state electoral voting on November 4th. Obama leads McCain by 8 points in both Ohio and Florida, and by 15 points in Pennsylvania. Quinnipiac polling director Peter Brown says voter concerns about the economy and the ongoing financial crisis appear to be helping Obama and hurting McCain.
Largely, it's the economy. Fairly or not, voters blame the incumbent party for the mess on Wall Street. And that is certainly, you know, redounded to Senator Obama's favor and against Senator and to Senator McCain's detriment.
Both presidential candidates say they support a revamped financial rescue plan in Congress, and both now spend much of their time on the campaign trail talking about economic issues. This is Senator McCain during a campaign stop in Missouri.
If we fail to act, the gears of our economy will grind to a halt. This is a moment of great testing. At such moments, there are those on both sides of this debate who will act on principle.
McCain says he's better equipped to deal with the economic problems because of his record as a budget cutter and as a political maverick, willing to work with both major political parties during his long tenure in Congress. Senator Obama has made economic concerns the centerpiece of his argument that his election as president would bring change to Washington. Obama says it's important for Congress to act quickly in a bipartisan way on the credit crisis. But Obama also leaves no doubt that he's blaming 8 years of Bush administration economic policies for the current problems.
This crisis is the final verdict on this failed philosophy. A philosophy that we cannot afford to continue. We can't have 8 more years of this philosophy. We can't have 4 more years of philosophy. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States of America.
The next major event in the campaign is Thursday's debate between the two vice presidential candidates, Republican Sarah Palin and Democratic Senator Joe Biden. Most experts give Biden an edge heading into the debate because of his long experience as a senator in Washington and because Palin has seemed hesitant in recent television interviews. But Palin did get good reviews in her debates when she ran for Alaska governor 2 years ago and won. And some analysts say a competent performance in Thursday's debate could ease some doubts that she's up to the job of being vice president. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.